Well, I said to myself how convenient it was. And, you know, maybe I'm just this jaded. But Merrick Garland recently was testifying in front of Congress and was asked about the threat of white supremacy. And could you name one case you were pursuing because of white supremacy and racism and violence in America? And he could not. And then along comes this shooter in Buffalo. So they'll be using that as a rallying cry for gun control. And they think they're vindicated about white supremacy being this big surge in America, which I do not believe. I don't believe there's some big surge in white supremacy in America. I think it's a manufactured talking point. Stephen Williford is a Gun Owners of America spokesman, also the armed citizen who engaged and put a stop to the Sutherland Springs, Texas shooter. You might remember that from a few years ago now. Stephen, good to have you back.
It's good to be back on your show.
Greatly appreciate it. Obviously, this is a twisted individual. But I also, in getting excerpts and reading parts of this wandering 180-page whatever he wrote, rambling diatribe, he was a radical environmentalist who thinks that Europe should be returned to, you know, forests and rivers and there shouldn't be concrete and all sorts of crazy things. I don't think this is race. I think that this is mental illness and a whole lot of other things going on as well. But the left is going to use it as a springboard to attack gun rights, aren't they?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And if you would read everything that he wrote, he chose where he chose because he knew it had the lowest percentage of concealed carry permit holders. And in New York, it is not a shall issue state. It's a may issue state. And you have to jump through several hoops to be able to carry a gun. And he mentioned that. And he also mentioned the fact that they could not own AR-15s so that no one would have a gun equal to his. He traveled there with his AR-15 because he was a criminal. He did not care about whether he was charged with an AR-15 or not. As far as that goes, he parked in a no parking zone right in front of the supermarket. So it just shows that he didn't care whether he got charged with an AR-15 or whether he got a parking ticket or whatever. Criminals don't care about the law.
It didn't matter. He was going to commit a heinous crime either way. You know, but to me, it's just lazy to go, you know, here we are, just lazy and going to the he's a white supremacist. You know, the journalists do not do their job anymore, right? They just don't. And it's embarrassing that they don't do their job to go find out things. I mean, you and I can find these things, right? We can figure it out. And yet they don't, right?
Well, it's not that they don't do their job. It doesn't fit their narrative. They knew he is a white supremacist. He's a piece of living crap, you know. He's a white supremacist. But on top of that, you know, they don't worry about him being this crazy wacko environmentalist or the fact that he claims to be a socialist, a communist, and a fascist altogether in one. They don't care about that. That doesn't fit their narrative. They want to make him a white supremacist Republican or whatever. They want to blame it on the gun instead of focusing on who he was.
Well, they need to find they can't accept the fact. I mean, here's the thing. If you look at the numbers and you know this, Stephen, America continues to sell more than 1 million guns a month for months on end, right? We've sold so many guns since the beginning of the Obama presidency, right through the Trump presidency, right through the pandemic. More guns in America today by far than there have ever been. It's been a huge upswing. And if Democrats' theories were to be believed, then we should have massive, you know, shootings in the streets daily everywhere in the country. Thousands and thousands of people should be dying because we have so many more guns. But in fact, until the defund the police idiocy came along, violent crime in America had been going down for decades. violence and murders have been going down for decades. True story, isn't it?
Absolutely a true story. And then they do the defund the police, and they put it all over media to disrespect the police. And, you know, you got to question, why would you want to be a police officer if the media does that? And any police officers that might be listening to the show today, I want to tell you that for the most part, the people like myself and your listeners respect you guys, and we appreciate you guys. You know,
absolutely.
Police officers will rush absolutely as fast as they can into a dangerous situation to put their life on the line for
in fact,
they don't even know.
In fact, Stephen, a retired police officer among those killed in Buffalo, a retired police officer who put himself between the shooter and would-be victims. That's how dedicated that officer was, even after he retired. And that's the kind of character it takes to be a police officer, I believe. And it's too bad that we're demonizing and spitting on him and calling him or allowing that to happen in America. We must stand with law enforcement because they deserve the respect.
Absolutely. It is truly a thin blue line between you and the evil when it happens. When Sutherland Springs happened, I can only speak from my own experience. When Sutherland Springs happened, I never wanted to see red and blue lights more than in my whole life.
Yeah, no question. All right, I got to leave it there. And just so you know what Stephen's talking about, he stopped a mass shooter in Sugarland Springs, Texas, a few years ago. Good conversation as always. I look forward to the next time you're here because we always have great exchanges here. Stephen Williford, Gun Owners of America spokesman. I'm not giving up my rights, and I hope you listening won't do that either. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you. All right. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Weber Show.